The Kesh Hut lies at the foot of the 3,600-meter-high mountain of the same name. Built on the edge of a glacier that's bid a hasty retreat over the past few decades, the hut has also been transformed. Gone is the old stone structure typical of high-altitude Swiss lodging. In its place is a wooden building reliant on the sun for its heating and energy needs. Rudy Kaser has experienced most of the changes in the nearly 40 years he's lived up here. As a mountain guide, he's ascended Pete's Kesh around 500 times and been called on to rescue many a climber in trouble. As hut warden, along with his wife, he's seen all kinds of people come and go. And it's life at the hut he'll remember most.
The beginning in 68, the huts have been very simple. Cooking is done on a wood-burning stove. There is still a lot of work to do outside, the whole firewood. I have to make myself, and it's a good combination being working inside and outside. Today we have a special event. There is a professor here. He's going with a group of people to the glacier, and he explains everything about a glacier. And then in the evening, he's making music with two other girls. 40 years ago, we mostly had mountaineering people. They wanted to climb Pete's Kesh. Well, nowadays we have a lot of families, and the weather is just perfect at the moment. And once a while we also have hunters here. Right now there is the hunting season for ibex. This new hut is special because it's built after the recent technology. About 75% of the energy is provided by the sun. We have people coming here, maybe future architects, and they come and look at it to get an idea how it has been built. It was somehow a little bit more familiar in the old hut, because people also came to help. They came to help washing the dishes and things like that. And with this hut, it's something between a hut and a hotel. But people are not used to come into the kitchen anymore. It changed a little bit. But at the other hand, we have a modern hut. It's just much more comfort for everybody. Also to work in the hut, it's much more comfort. It makes it much easier.